The Devil Within, the hit true crime podcast, is back with a terrifying journey into the mind of a madman. In the 1970s, New York City had it all. Hip-hop, punk rock, and the Son of Sam. The Devil Within, A Season in Hell, is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, listeners. I'm your host, Amara, and this is Black Girl Gone, a true crime podcast. On this episode of Black Girl Gone, we tell the story of 23-year-old Mykeanna Johnson. On September 9th, 2020, Mykeanna disappeared in Los Angeles, California. The day she went missing, she was supposed to be going to a local restaurant, but she never returned. Mykeanna's family immediately began searching for her, but a week after she was last seen, her body was found partially naked in the back of her 2003 Mercedes-Benz. The coroner ruled her death as undetermined, and 6 months after she was found, the LAPD closed the investigation into her death. For almost 2 years, Mykeanna's family has been demanding answers and asking for the investigation to be reopened. They believe that Mykeanna was murdered. What really happened to Mykeanna? And how did she end up dead in the back of her own car? This is Mykeanna's story. When a perfectly healthy 23-year-old goes missing and then ends up dead in the back of her own car, you would think that the local police department would do all that they could to find out why. However, in the case of Mykeanna Johnson, her family says that they haven't gotten a thorough investigation. In fact, they haven't really gotten any investigation at all. Whenever a family loses someone they love tragically, they want to understand why, and they want to know how. Being told that their cause of death is undetermined, and then for the police to not look into what happened, is extremely difficult for a family. Mykeanna was a young mother and a college student, and her disappearance rocked her family. But when her body was found a week later in the back of her car, their lives would be forever changed. Now, almost 2 years after her death and over a year after the LAPD closed the investigation into her death, her family is fighting for answers. They believe that Mykeanna was beaten to death, and they want the LAPD to reopen the investigation. I can't imagine what her family has been going through, but this story deserves more attention. Whatever happened to Mykeanna deserves to be known by her family. Mykeanna Johnson was raised by her mom, Shalisa Collier, in Compton, California, and she was affectionately known as Mikey by her family. Her mother described her as very loving and nurturing, and she was almost like a second mother to her two younger brothers. Growing up, Mykeanna spent her Sundays at church with her sisters. She was on the praise dance team and the traveling choir. According to Mykeanna's sister, Alicia, Mykeanna was very devoted to her faith. She was also described as a person who was willing to do anything to help others. In an article in the Griot, when describing Mykeanna, Alicia said that, quote, "My sister had the most beautiful smile and the deepest dimples. She had such a beautiful soul and wanted to help everyone." Unfortunately, people like Mykeanna often find themselves doing things for people who take advantage of their kindness or people who never reciprocate their kindness. Mykeanna was not only generous, but forgiving. So even when people did her wrong, she would still show up when they needed her. Alicia said that, quote, "People could do things to her, and she would still break her back to make sure that they are okay and they have what they need." When Mykeanna's first daughter was born, being a mom came naturally to her. In 2021, Mykeanna's mom was interviewed by the blogger and podcaster Slauson Girl, And in the interview, her mom said that the motherly caring instincts that Mikeyana had while helping to raise her brother just intensified when she became a mother herself. A few years after her first daughter was born, Mikeyana gave birth to a second little girl. Her mom said that her daughters were her entire world. And if you saw Mikeyana, you saw her girls right there with her. Mikeyana was a young mom who was like a lot of young moms. She was just trying to figure it all out. But she knew one thing for sure, and that was that she wanted to give her daughters the best life possible. She had enrolled at a local college and earned a certificate in fingerprinting. According to her family, when it came to her personal life, though, Mikeyana was pretty private. Her family said that she kept to herself and she didn't have any issues with people and definitely no enemies. Now, there isn't any public information about the father of Mikeyana's oldest daughter, but her family said that she was in a relationship with her youngest daughter's father. Her family said that Mikeyana had devoted her life to him and their relationship, but they also said that their relationship had encountered some issues. Her sister told the Griot that, quote, "When you first meet someone, it's the honeymoon stage where everything seems cool and everybody's so happy and does not want to leave each other's side. But as time progresses, that's when you start seeing people's true colors, especially when you have a child with someone." And I think that that's something that a lot of people can relate to. And even if you don't have children, many of us have experienced the euphoria of the honeymoon stage and then also experience that same relationship fall apart or watch your partner change into someone that they probably always were, but you just couldn't see because you were blinded by that honeymoon stage. Now, we obviously do not know all of the details about Mikeyana's relationship with her daughter's father, but it's not hard to believe that having a baby could change their relationship. There are also not many details about Mikeyana's young life in general, but it's clear from what we do know that Mikeyana was a good mother who was just trying to find her path in life. She was taking online classes and taking care of her girls. But all of that changed in September 2020 when Mikeyana disappeared. Now, when it comes to the events leading up to the day that Mikeyana was last seen, we have very little information. And so there are many things that we just don't know. But according to reporting, on September 9th, 2020, Mikeyana was with her boyfriend and her daughters at the apartment that they shared together. At around 9 p.m., Mikeyana decided to go get something to eat from a local burger place. Mikeyana's boyfriend said that after she left, that he fell asleep on the couch. Now, it's not clear how much time went by, but he said that when he woke up, he realized that she had not returned. Now, the night went by, and Mikeyana never returned from what was supposed to be a quick run to get food. Mikeyana's boyfriend waited until the next morning before he decided to call someone to see if they knew where Mikeyana was. And the person that he called first was her grandmother, and he asked her if she had seen Mikeyana, but she had not seen her or heard from her. The moment that her family learned that she had not returned home the evening before, they knew that something was not right. Mikeyana would never just leave, especially without her children. Mikeyana's sister said that Mikeyana never left her children behind, and so the fact that she had left them and then never returned meant that something had to be wrong. The day after that she was last seen, her family contacted the LAPD to report Mikeyana missing, and they immediately began searching for her. At the time, they had very little information to go on. All they knew was that she had left to go get food and never returned. But they also knew that there was no way that Mikeyana would have left her daughters, and so they feared the unthinkable. They created flyers and they distributed them locally, and they began using social media to spread the word about Mikeyana's disappearance. They also canvassed the area around where Mikeyana lived and where she was last seen. But in the days after she was reported missing, there was no trace of Mikeyana or her car, the silver 2003 Mercedes-Benz. Mikeyana's family began getting tips about various sightings of the car, but all of these turned out to be cars that looked like Mikeyana's but were not hers. As you might imagine, the LAPD wasn't helping the family search for Mikeyana, so they were left to carry out all of this by themselves. Despite their overwhelming devastation and fear, they continued to search for Mikeyana. But a week after Mikeyana was last seen, their search for her would come to a devastating end when police received a call about a foul odor coming from a silver car. And the nightmare that Mikeyana's family had been living was far from over. Care Of is a subscription box that ships high-quality, personalized vitamin supplements and powders conveniently to your door every month. You take a short, in-depth quiz about your lifestyle and health goals for a personalized recommendation, which helps eliminate the confusion and overwhelm around finding a routine that works. Supplements are an important part of a well-rounded health routine, and Care Of takes out the guesswork that comes with adding vitamins to your daily lifestyle. I took the quiz and it was really easy. And at the end, I got a list of vitamins that were tailored for my personal goals. I love the fact that they came in these individual personalized packets. It makes taking my vitamins so easy every day. For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code GIRLGONE50. That's takecareof.com and enter code GIRLGONE50 for 50% off your first Care Of order. On September 9th, 2020, 23-year-old Mikeyana Johnson disappeared after her boyfriend said that she left their apartment to go get something to eat from a local restaurant. But Mikeyana never came back home. And a week after she was last seen, police made a gruesome discovery. According to reports, the police responded to a call reporting a foul odor coming from a silver Mercedes-Benz parked on a residential street outside of an elementary school. When police arrived, they discovered the decomposing body of a woman in the back seat of the car. At first, police were unable to identify the person, but they were pretty sure that it was Mikeyana. The condition of the body made it impossible to identify the cause of death, but when the body was discovered, it was partially naked. Once Mikeyana's family found out about the discovery of the body, they went to the scene to see for themselves. And although they were not given an official word, based on what they had found out, they were sure that it was Mikeyana. Mikeyana's family was inconsolable. Just a week after she was last seen, her body was found in the back of her own car. They knew that Mikeyana had not just left, but to know now that she was dead was more than they could really handle.
My mom got to bury her daughter. I got to bury my sister. And somebody knows something. She was innocent. She don't do nothing. That girl would go to school, take care of her kids, make sure her kids is okay.
As you can imagine, they had a million questions, even in the midst of their grief. And one of those questions was, how did Mikeyana's car get to the location where it was found? And who placed it there? Her cousin said this to KCAL9 in Los Angeles.
Me and her sister been out here every day looking for her. And somehow her car ended up on the street that we done been down every day.
The family had spent the past week searching all over South Central Los Angeles, including the block where her car was found. And there was no sign of it when they initially searched. So, in their opinion, it meant that someone must have parked the car there just before it was found. After the body was discovered and the scene was processed, it was confirmed that it was Mikeyana, and the coroner conducted an autopsy to determine the cause of death. Decomposition indicated that Mikeyana had probably been dead for the entire week, and the coroner found no outward signs of trauma to her body. But her family would have to wait for the final results as well as a toxicology report to find out more information. A few days after Mikeyana's body was found, her family held a vigil at the site where her car was found. Her aunt spoke with reporters at the scene and begged for justice for Mikeyana.
And we asking anybody in this neighborhood who's seen anything, if you've seen her, her car, any details, we don't care how little or how small. We want all the phone calls, all the details. So if you guys have a conscience or a heart, this could be your 20-year-old daughter, 23-year-old daughter, or your 23-year-old family member. She has two daughters, and we want justice for Mikeyana. She did not deserve to die this way, and we're not going to rest until we find out what happened to her, and whoever did this to her is in jail. So we begging you guys, please come forward with any information that you have, because we need peace.
From the moment Mikeyana's body was found, her family was convinced that she had been murdered. They hoped that someone would be held accountable for taking her from them. Investigators, however, seemed to have very little interest in finding out what happened to Mikeyana. Mikeyana's family claims that the LAPD never took her case seriously, and there seems to be very little information about what they did in terms of an investigation. They said that they spoke to Mikeyana's boyfriend, the last person to see her that night, but they said that he was cleared as a suspect. Mikeyana's family, however, was suspicious of him. The fact that he was the last person to see her alive never sat well with them. They believe that he may have been involved in what happened to Mikeyana. An aunt who spoke to Fox 11 shortly after her body was found said this about him.
He was not a good person to be around. Nobody really wanted her around him, but you know, you can't tell people things when they're in love, right? So basically that was it. We were going to him for help. He was being everything less than helpful. Very devastating. She was a sweetheart. She was a mother. She had two kids. One of her children just turned one. She was a sweetheart. She didn't deserve that. Not at all.
There were obviously things about her boyfriend and their relationship that concerned Mikeyana's family. But police said that he wasn't involved. In the wake of the discovery of Mikeyana's body, police declared it a homicide investigation. However, aside from her boyfriend and her family, it's unclear who else police spoke with in an attempt to learn more about Mikeyana's death. Mikeyana's mother says that there were critical pieces of information that the LAPD ignored and did not follow up on. In the weeks and months following Mikeyana's death, her family was still seeking answers about what happened to her. But when the autopsy results came back, the coroner ruled Mikeyana's death as undetermined. Her mom was told that Mikeyana was not shot or stabbed, and there were no signs of bruising that were consistent with a beating. After the toxicology report came back a few weeks later, it was determined that Mikeyana had no drugs or alcohol in her system. But that news came as no surprise to her family, since they knew that Mikeyana didn't drink or use drugs. But how could her death be undetermined? Mikeyana's family did not believe that she had just crawled into the back of her own car and died. Mikeyana was in excellent health, never did drugs, and never drank alcohol. So what caused her death? The coroner's report stated that her death was undetermined pending an investigation. However, no investigation was being carried out. 6 months after Mikeyana's body was found, the LAPD informed her mother that they were closing the investigation into her death. According to the police, the lack of evidence and leads caused the case to go cold, and the coroner's undetermined death ruling prevented them from further investigating. Mikeyana's family was angry. Not only had they lost Mikeyana so tragically, But now, after just 6 months, the LAPD was no longer trying to find out what happened to her. However, Mikeyana's family was not willing to accept this. They weren't willing to accept that it was all over and that they would not get the answers and the justice that they deserve for Mikeyana. And it was then that they began to direct their energies towards the district attorney, and they demanded that he reopen the case. They again used social media to spread awareness, and they also created a change.org petition. Last summer, her family held a press conference about Mikeyana's death, and they demanded that her case be reopened. Her mom said that, quote, "Whatever we have to do, whatever doors we have to knock on, that's what we're going to do. Again, we are asking for DA George Gascon to open my daughter's case and help us fill in the missing pieces." Recently, a reward announcement was made, and it was the first time any reward money has been offered for information about what happened to Mikeyana. With the assistance of the Los Angeles City Council, there is currently a $150,000 reward for any information about the death of Mikeyana. This will hopefully lead to someone coming forward, because Alicia is right. This is unfair. In addition to the issue of the police refusing to investigate Mikeyana's case, it has also received very little attention. And a story like this could benefit from national coverage. People don't typically park their cars a few blocks from their apartments, take half their clothes off, and then crawl into the back seat of their car and die at 23. So, what really happened to Mikeyana? It's been almost 2 years since Mikeyana allegedly went to get food for her family and then turned up dead a week later. The tragedy of her death is compounded by the fact that no one is investigating what happened to her. In some cases, investigations have lasted for years, sometimes decades, and sometimes investigators leave cases open even after the case has turned cold. So it's difficult to understand why the LAPD decided to close this case so quickly. Mikeyana's family believes without a doubt that someone killed Mikeyana and left her body in her car. The question is who and why? Why would someone want to kill a young mother? Everyone said that Mikeyana was quiet. She had no enemies, and she wasn't involved in any drama. So how did she end up dead? At the heart of Mikeyana's story, like many of the women whose stories I cover, are her children. Her two daughters now have to live without their mother. There are many unanswered questions about what happened to Mikeyana. But in order to get those answers, her case needs to be reopened. No one deserves to lose their mother, their daughter, their sister, the way that Mikeyana's family did. And no one deserves to have the death investigation discarded after 6 months with little to no investigation. People die for a reason. Something happens to them. Having Mikeyana's death listed as undetermined is unacceptable for her family. Mikeyana's case is closed, but her family is not finished. There is currently a $150,000 reward for information about Mikeyana's death. If you know anything about what happened, you can help bring this family closure. You can contact the LAPD South Bureau Homicide Division. May Mikeyana Johnson rest in peace. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. It also helps our show grow. As always, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook.